Hello, I'm Kara Kinsler, and you are listening to Inside IASB, a podcast series that explores leadership and education topics as they relate to school board responsibilities. The Illinois Association of School Boards, IASB for short, invites guests from Illinois public school districts to offer insight into current and best practices. This second series will take a closer look at who school board members are. There are close to 6,000 school board member volunteers, elected or appointed, to represent the interests of 2 million Illinois public school children. It is an unpaid position. With each episode in this series, you'll hear a school board member share why they serve, as they talk about their motivations and experiences as a school board member. In this episode, listen to my interview with Dr. Tiffany Saunders. She is the school board president at Ball Chatham School District 5. Ball Chatham is a pre-K through 12th grade district with schools located in Chatham, Illinois. Tiffany shares her experience becoming the first Black school board member in her district and how she landed the role of board president in her first term. Let's listen. First, Tiffany shares a little bit about herself and what she does outside of being a school board member.
Right now, I am the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Consultant for Memorial Health. So I just came up on my 1 year anniversary of working for Memorial. Prior to that, I was on the faculty at University of Illinois Springfield. So higher ed is really my background, but I have a training in sociology and African-American studies. And so I've just done a lot of work in sort of understanding culture, understanding society. And so the skill set kind of paired well with the needs of Memorial Health. And so when I saw the position open, I decided to apply. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm in a sort of second career. I guess I contributed to the great resignation and the career pivot that happened after COVID unintentionally, but I have contributed to that statistic. Outside of work, I'm a mom. I'm a mom of two kids, a boy and a girl. My son will be a senior this fall at Glenwood High School, and my daughter is two. So there's this a 14-year gap, almost 14 and a half year gap between them. And so it is really that gap that inspired me to run for the school board. And so I like to just point out that I'm going to be two different types of parent in our district. I was a relatively young parent the first time, and I'll be a relatively older parent the second time. But they have both brought me tremendous joy and have taught me so many things, have made me a better parent, and ultimately, I think, a better board member as well.
I asked her what motivated her to run for school board in 2021.
That's a great question. So I have been working with our district kind of behind the scenes for years. I've developed some close relationships with teachers. In the past, we had an anti-racism task force. That wasn't exactly the name, but it was under a previous administration. I was part of that group. I was part of a community rep when we hired our previous superintendent. And so I had been kind of doing work with the district for many years behind the scene, had been thinking about running for school board for a while, but mainly just in the back of my head. I hadn't really shared that with many people or taken very many actions to sort of make it happen. And then COVID happened and the pandemic happened. And there was just a lot of like fracturing within our community, as there was in like every community. And so what I thought I could bring was just a skill set that I really feel like one of my strongest skill sets is to be able to understand the logic of any argument. Like what I used to tell my students in my classes is, look, you don't have to agree with anything that I'm saying, but you have to understand the logic of the argument. Because I think if you understand the logic of an argument, it helps you to think about decisions that can address people's concerns and fears and those sorts of things. And so that's a skill set that I think that I have. And it's one that I thought could be useful on a board as we started to heal from all of the division that happened under the pandemic and started thinking about how we would bring our community back together in order to move forward. We still have some ways to go, but I do feel like I'm part of a board that is, I've always described our board as very, very thoughtful. And I think our board is thoughtful. And I think people on the outside who know anything about Ball Chatham School District would be surprised at how well our board actually gets along, at how well we work together, at how these disparate sort of perspectives actually are our greatest strength, because we're able to come together and see things from these different perspectives. It allows us to think about solutions, again, that will meet the needs of multiple members of our community. And I think that has really been our greatest strength. And I've only been on the board 1 year, and it is the aspect of our board that has brought me, I think, the greatest, it's probably the thing I'm most proud of, and has brought me, I think, the greatest joy. It's not always easy. We've had some tough conversations, but those conversations are always respectful. I think those conversations are coming from a genuine and deep concern for our students and for our community. And as long as we continue to center that, I'm confident we can make decisions that are in the best interest of our district.
There is a learning curve that comes with being new to the Board of Education. Here's what she had to say about that.
There's a huge learning curve. I think the work that I was doing previously wasn't really connected to the board. And so I think you don't really know what a school board does until you're on the school board. So there was a huge learning curve. Your relationships and connections to people change as much as you don't want them to. They do, and they have to, and you have to be okay with that, because sometimes you're making decisions that you know are right for the district, but that might not make some of your closest friends before you were on the school board happy, right? And so, like, that's the sort of balancing act between my role and responsibility and making decisions for the good of the whole, knowing that specific people that I may have a relationship with may not like it. I think the other thing that you learn is just, you know, your role. You get a much better picture of all aspects of the district. I think when you're in the district primarily as a parent, that's a very specific lens in which you can understand the district. But I think the other thing that you don't realize when you're not on the board is how much work is actually happening behind the scenes. How much of the work of the district is not actually publicly visible, right? So outside of our, you know, board meetings, which are once a month, there's a ton of work that's happening throughout the month, which I'm learning a lot recently, having been elected board president in April. My level of work and involvement in our district has increased exponentially. And I'm certainly not complaining about that. It's just a different way of understanding what's happening and how people are working for the betterment of our community. And I think once you understand that, or I hope once you understand that, you give the board members some grace, because this is still an unpaid position. And we're all doing this because we care deeply about our district and our community. And so a little grace, I think, goes a long way in supporting what it is that we're trying to do. And we're going to make mistakes. That's inevitable. I want you to hold us accountable for our mistakes, but just also remember that we're human and that we're literally doing the best that we can.
I thought it was interesting that she landed the role of school board president at the start of her first term. Here is how she explained that journey.
It's not necessarily something that I was aspiring to do. Our board is young. We have three board members who are finishing, like, in the final year of their first term, and then four of us who were just elected last year. And so at this point, I think what our board was interested in looking for is just strong leadership. And that can come in many different forms. And that is not to say that our previous board president was not a strong leader. It's just that people possess different leadership strengths and abilities. And it was just, I think, in conversations with board members about what we wanted and needed as we moved forward as a board. And also just thinking about previous board president would be up for re-election. And those of us who just ran remember very vividly what that time commitment was like. So it kind of just made sense to have someone who did not have that additional thing on their plate if they decided to sort of run again. And so it began with like little conversations here and there, like, would you be interested in running? How do you feel about running? And so I did take a lot of time to really think about that because I knew it would be more work. So I am the first Black person to be elected to our school board. And so that is a significant historical moment. I think adding to that historical moment by being in the ultimate leadership position in our district says something too. Like, it's a shift. And I think this is important because our community has a reputation of being a former sundown town. And I'm not sure if the listeners know what that is, but historically, sundown towns were areas and communities that it was unsafe for people of color and particularly Black people to be in after the sun went down. And so our community has that reputation historically, that history of being unsafe for people of color after the sun set. And so, you know, I really felt like my election to the board signaled a shift in what was happening in our community. And then sitting as board president, I can't help but think what that representation is doing for the kids in our district, for our community more broadly. So it's a huge responsibility, but also a privilege in terms of, you know, both the community, but also this historical moment that I have an opportunity to be a part of.
Many board members are parents with children in the district. Here's what Tiffany had to say about balancing those roles.
So my son was interested in what was happening during the election, but he's not really interested in the work that I'm doing. So that's been very helpful. You know, most of my friends are really good at compartmentalizing my work. So they allow me to just be a parent when we're hanging out and don't ask me about school board things. So that's nice. So for me, it hasn't been that. For me personally, it hasn't been that big of a problem. I don't know about other people. I don't know the extent to which people change their behavior or change how they interact with me when I enter a space now. And I suspect that that is happening and I'm just really not picking up on it. I'm very good at compartmentalizing. And so I've often told people that and often have shown up in a space and said, I am here as Tiffany, the EDI consultant, or Tiffany, the parent, not Tiffany, the school board member. And so for me, it's, I think, signaling to people, this is the role that I'm playing here today, perhaps helps, or at least in my mind it does. Whether or not it actually does, I don't know. I think what being a parent does is you, and I don't think that this is a challenge, I actually think this is a good thing. You understand that the decisions that you're making impact your kid as well, right? And so I think that that's one of the benefits of having parents sitting on the school board, right? It's not this abstract impact. It's like, this decision is also going to impact my kid. So I think that that's an advantage. I also think what's an advantage with having children and sitting on the school board is it can give you some insights into maybe upcoming things that your district should be getting prepared for. I think a disadvantage is always if you come with your own agenda and your agenda is for the benefit of just your kid, that's always going to be a disadvantage, right? So you often hear stories of like school board members who ran for school board because they wanted to make sure their kid got on some sports team or got in some specific opportunity. And we all want the best opportunities for our kids. But, you know, that's a challenge if that's why you're running for school board.
She talked about one of the proudest moments thus far in her school board service.
So we have negotiated two contracts. The first one, really soon after being elected to the board, we negotiated a contract with our teachers union in like a weekend. We engaged in compact bargaining, and that was an improvement over the last bargaining with our certified staff. They were close to striking the previous time. And so we really feel like that was an accomplishment to sort of get that accomplished in a weekend. Now that's is obviously some legwork that happened before we were on the board. There was a lot of just understanding what the needs were before we hit that negotiation space. So I think that that helps, but I also think it helps when you come with an intent to reach an agreement. And so I think your intent when you show up in a space makes a huge difference in what happens. We also negotiated a contract with our non-certified staff this past spring, late spring, and we did that in one night. Like, which is unheard of. There was some really good groundwork that was laid. We did a lot of research and kind of understanding what they wanted and what they needed and tried to make sure that our first offer actually hit at that. So we wouldn't have to spend a lot of time going back and forth. And so I'm really proud of that. Again, I think it's a reflection of our board's commitment to taking care of the staff, right? These are our community members. And so, I said while running, it's hard to create an adversarial relationship with them when we have to see them every single day. I run into people in our district at the grocery store. So I don't want to be sitting in these spaces behind the scene and create situations where when I see them in public, they don't even want to speak to me. Our community is way too small for that. Chatham is way too small for that. And so I think those are two things that I'm especially proud of our district. We also just hired a new superintendent. I've obviously been getting to know her very well as board president, and I am excited about what I think she can accomplish in our district.
How does she sum up her experience as a school board member? Here's how Tiffany answered that question.
I guess maybe the word I would use is, or maybe the phrase is, challenging but fulfilling. So I feel like it's hard work, it's challenging work, but I have tried to take the time to look back at, you know, is this filling my cup? Is it making me feel fulfilled? Do I feel like I'm having an impact on our community? And the answer to that is yes.
Thank you, Dr. Tiffany Saunders, for your time talking to me about your school board service experience. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you are a school board member and would like to share your experience with listeners, or if you have a question or topic you want to be addressed in a future podcast, I'd like to hear from you. You can email communications@iasb.com, or you can visit anchor.fm/ILschoolboards to leave us a voicemail. Thanks for listening.